Good morning. It is Tuesday, May 31st, 2011, and it is the end of the month, which means it's time for a weight loss update for me. Today, I weighed in at 391.8 pounds, which is down a total of 143.2 since I started back in September of last year, so it's been 9 months, basically. I think it says 270 days according to my weight calculator that I use on my iPhone. It's been an interesting month. I've gone through a lot of emotional things this month. There was a period of time where I was on keto and I had some major heart palpitations and weakness, fatigue. I almost passed out at the gym, so I decided that was not going to work, and I went back to my normal routine. And things improved, but my weight kind of crept back up to where it was before I started keto. And so basically at the end of the month, I ended up losing about 11 pounds for the month, which a lot of people say that's even too much, but it's a lot lower than I had been. So I'm a little disappointed with that. But I'm at a point now where I can move around readily. I'm about to hopefully start a new job, and when I do start that, then I won't really care. Part of the reason why I was so inclined to lose weight rapidly was because I've dealt with some prejudice in the workplace as far as getting hired and so forth, and I believe that this has helped not only some perception, because I still have a long way to go, but it's not as bad as it was, but also with some confidence. It helps me there. As far as the emotional stuff, I'm just not really happy right now. Starting to, I guess, as I lose more of the weight, my weight is no longer, I guess, an excuse for being antisocial. But now that I can be a little bit more social, I'm not really getting a lot of opportunities to be so, or to do so. And I know that I have to create those myself, but even friends that I have here, I just recently moved back to Seattle, and I have some friends here, and I've been here over a month, and I've seen one friend once, and it's difficult, and it's part of it is that, you know, people have their own lives, and they have significant others, and all of that, and so that does make it difficult. And so I'm okay with that. I mean, I understand that. But what it does make me realize is that at my age, there's not as many people who are unattached, and they don't have their group of friends that they hang out with all the time. And so I feel like I don't really have a lot of options. And it's a little discouraging because I wonder, okay, what's the point if I'm not going to be able to have a relationship with someone? I'm not going to have friendships, you know, what's really the point of life? Now, before anyone gets alarmed, that doesn't mean that I'm suicidal. I'm not. But I am a little sad by it, and I don't know what I can do to fix that. And as more weight comes off, it's going to be even more evident that that's what's going on. But that's not going to affect my ability to stick to this, because that's what I really have going for me right now is that. So I also made an update on the Reddit Lose It subreddit, for those of you who are on reddit.com, and it shows progress of what you can see, like with my face and how much I've lost there, and that's it's pretty obvious, the difference. I already got one upped by someone else who had lost a significant amount of weight too. And, I guess with Reddit, I feel like that I don't really want to post anymore because I don't feel like I really, belong. I think part of it is that I weigh so much more than anyone else that, posts. I'm so much taller as well. It's sort of like I'm kind of outside of, I don't really fit with the typical lose it person. Also, I'm older, so I just don't feel like I belong, and I get discouraged. I mean, even today with the post I made,